Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновіші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Щеки вам желам шумний неділнайше пополюдня. Поздравую вас, Дін Полока, ваш модератор, і хотів би вам подякувати, що сте чули днес. Так маме міжнародних слухачів снажу варити там а тут по-руснацьке. Сі мати новинка і поздравління, пошлете мене мейл через Фейсбуку. Гладайте нас на Русин Радіо. Перша співанка днес є з Подкарпатської Руси. Тут мама Клара Ляйбік. Вона є соліста Карпатського народного хору. Приємне слухання.
Ей, такий пуня, любко, що не є над нього. Дай му, Боже, здоровлячка, та й матерію. Стоїть верба над водою, обвита шнурочком. Я гадала, що погину за милим любочком. Ой, болить ня головочка, миленький за тобом, що не можу говорити, коли хочу з тобу. Кого річки, дві смерічки, єдна май маленька. Де той ротик, що все каже, рибко солоденька. Я співаю співаночки, та не вигадую. Вбися ніхто не здогадав, за ким я паную. Такий куня, мамко, любко, як пава, як пава. За ним моє серце в'яне, як кошена трава.
Join the Carpatha Russian Society's New York chapter next Sunday, the 31st of July at 11 a.m. for Mushroom Walk 2. The New York chapter invites all to participate in the second annual Mushroom Walk led by our good friend and mushroom expert, Steve Rock, at Sylvan Glen, Yorktown Heights, New York. The weather is warm, although we haven't had much rain, so hopefully the woods are teeming with mushrooms. Steve will provide the participant the art and the science of finding and picking mushrooms, which is an integral part of everyday Russian cuisine. And I love mushrooms. Oh, yeah. I love them shrooms there, Mark. I just eat them, though. I just eat them. No. Whether you are knowledgeable or new to mushrooms, you will find this a pleasant and learning experience. They will spend 60 to 90 minutes collecting wild mushrooms, depending on the weather and other conditions. They'll reconvene to discuss what they've found. Light refreshments will be available, and they can decide on the length of the time that will be for mushroom hunting as you start. You should wear comfortable clothing, as well as shoes and hiking boots, and your socks should be pulled up over the bottom of your pant legs. You don't want bug bites or poison ivy, especially this time of year when it's about 4,000 degrees outside, especially here in the northeastern area. So if you are interested in this mushroom walk too, I don't have the number in front of me. So let me get that for you as we go to our next song. Oh boy, Mark, get that microphone on. Boy, it's been quite an afternoon for you and for me, hasn't it?
It's all my fault, and it's spreading to everyone who comes near me.
I will get that number for you in a couple minutes here as we play the modern version. Oh, the wonders of live radio, huh? Let's go to Červená rúža trojaka. This is the modern version. Enjoy it. So if you are interested in Mushroom Walk 2 to be held next Sunday, the 31st of July at 11 a.m., Sylvan Glen, Yorktown Heights, New York, contact Jerry Chanda at area code 609-882-4872 or email him at this address, jchanda@c-rs.org. And the secondary date for Mushroom Walk 2 is Sunday, August 28th. So if hopefully they'll have it next week. If not, we'll tell you about it. The makeup date is the 28th of August. Thank you very much. Enjoy again. Červená rúža. I've been working for U.S. Steel just for about 6 months now, and the other day I had the chance to go to the steel mill, the seamless tubular operations in Lorain, which is outside of Cleveland, and I tell you what, oh my goodness, there's a newfound respect for what our ancestors did when they came to this country and worked in the mills. Wow. The way that they take the steel rounds and they reheat them in the 1800 degree furnace, and then they pierce them and they make seamless tubes anywhere from, 16 to 34 inches in diameter by 100 foot long. Ooh. So I'm going through the mill there, and it was hot. It was already 90 something degrees outside, but when you get close to a furnace, a reheating furnace that is 1800 degrees Fahrenheit, or you get to these tubes that are going all around the mill, which are at least 1300 degrees, it gets hot. And I have a newfound respect for our ancestors that used to do this 12 hours a day and 24 hours every second Sunday. So this next song goes out to all those workers, not only in the mills now, but our ancestors that came here 100 years ago, working in a mill, finding a better life. This is called American Men Work Every Day, or Amerinsky Men Robit Kazhdy Dzen.
Amerinsky Men Robit Kazhdy Dzen. Ровно шерахуєм кело, грішворуєм кело, грішворуєм напереду. вийшла беда, мені ніж не треба. Паряну долари, дай водяні погарі, наше нап'єме на пену. Паряну долари, дай водяні погарі, наше нап'єме на пену.
CRS Group member Slaviani Folk Ensemble is now accepting members for their 2011-2012 season. If you are interested in preserving not only your Rusyn heritage, but the heritage of Slavic and non-Slavic nationalities of Eastern and Central Europe, please give me a call, Dean Poloka, 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email, dean.poloka@gmail.com. Slaviani Folk Ensemble will be performing throughout the Pittsburgh metropolitan area on this Thursday, Ruski Den, which is formerly Ruski Den, which is today, now Byzantine Catholic Family Fun Day, at Kennywood Park at about 11:45 a.m. So again, come on out to Byzantine Catholic Family Fun Day, watch the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, and again, if you're interested, if you have a niece, nephew, daughter, son, granddaughter, whatnot, who may be interested in the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, please give me a call again. Dean Poloka, 412-877-9351. And as we go to our next number, this is something that I'm looking to do next year. I'm going to start writing it out and getting the words and getting the melodies and the harmonies together. This is a Boyko song from a group called Verkhovina. This is Kopal Kopal Krenichenku, or Let's Dig a Well.
Дівчино нікун людям, не людями собі. О, є жежер, на мені буде вось смута, є люди, вось смута, є люди, моє не буде.
So, you know, Father Val was on before us, and we have Sue and Rudy coming on after us. We're running a couple minutes behind because of something Mark did there. I'm like, So we get a text from Father Val. It says, oh, loving these mistakes. Ha, ha, ha. I told Mark, I said, I bet you $100 one of Father Val's daughters wrote that. You know, Katya, Anya, or, Katya, Anya, and Nika. Either one of those three. Yeah.
You were about to be in a lot of trouble.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So, Father Val, you got to clear it up. Did you send the text, or do one of your girls, or maybe even Marianne, send the text? Let us know. And, you know, as we're talking here, listening to Kopal Krinichenko, I want to tell you that the 18th Annual Russian Food Festival is slated for August 4th through 6th at St. John the Baptist Orthodox Greek Catholic Church in Ambridge, Pennsylvania. All the delicious Slavic homemade food can be yours at this 18th Annual Russian Food Festival, 4th, 5th, and 6th of August. This festival has become a Western Pennsylvania tradition, and people have come from five states, even from Lemkovina, Poland, to attend. CRS National President and Chairman of the festival, John Rigetti, says we'll have about 150,000 individual homemade pierogi, as well as almost 1,000 holubke, which is stuffed cabbage. This event is sponsored by St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church and Festival and features food, dance, music, costumes, artisans, and their crafts, and much more. Popular Carpathian Russian food is available in addition to pierogi stuffed with potato, cheese, or sauerkraut, and will include dumpling or noodle holushki, breaded chicken, kolbasa with kraut, holubke, pagach, which is Russian pizza, borscht, mushroom bean soup, chicken soup, Russian summer salads, and much more. There are baked goods. Ooh, they have really, really good baked goods, including poppy seed rolls, the church's famous palachinka, which is fruit and cheese-filled crepes, cheregi, Russian donuts, paska bread, and Russian tort. Come on down to St. John's air-conditioned center, which in these days, oh boy, you need some of that air conditioning. And at their hall on 5th Avenue in Ambridge, and they will feature demonstrations of traditional Russian artisans throughout the 3 days, and will demonstrate icon writing, pisanka, and lace making. Slaviani Folk Ensemble will be there to entertain everyone on Saturday the 6th at 3 p.m. So if you're interested in more information about the 18th Annual Russian Food Festival, August 4th, 5th, and 6th, please give them a call at area code 724-266-2879 or area code 412-749-0675. And next we go to Zakarpattia again, to Ugoch in Maramarosh County. This is Rumanka. Well, we heard from Father Val, and he said, this is directly from your parish priest. So, Father Val, hey, learn how to use that technology. That's good over there, down there in Northside, Pittsburgh. You know we're just teasing with you, Father. We love you. Thank you very much for getting back with us. Enjoy this Zakarpatsky number. Thank you. The Carpatho Rusyn Society has an excellent gift shop, which has a wonderful selection of Rusyn items. As a good friend of ours, Jack and Peggy Taddy say, if we don't have it, you probably didn't need it anyway. But if you're looking for it, we have it. If not, we'll find it for you. We got books, CDs, DVDs, shirts, flags, wooden items, and much more. If you're interested in getting a brochure sent to you, as Mark is dancing in the studio here, please give us a call at area code 412-567-3077 and leave us your name, address, and phone number. We'll get a brochure right out to you. So once again, if you're interested in a Carpatho Rusyn Society gift shop brochure, please give us a call, 412-567-3077, or email us at this address, cfa@c-rs.org. Let's go right into, this is Anna Porachova, good friend of ours, with Oy to tam na hori dupina. Enjoy. And as we finish with this number from Slovakia, Rusinska Polka from Šadiš County, we hope you have enjoyed today's Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Even though Mark, I'm telling him not to touch stuff. No touching error over. No, don't be touching stuff. Nothing to say? He's got nothing. He got nothing. So we hope you enjoyed today's show. We invite you to join us again next week right here at the same time, same bat channel. 2:30 p.m. on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, or streaming live via the internet at WPITAM.com. Come on back next Sunday. Trimajte sa krasne, s Bohom. once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!